What I want to talk about today, I think, is one of the most remarkable transformations in the entire Torah, if not the most remarkable. And I think it's a story, in many ways, of Sefer Bereishis, and it's something deeply relevant to all of us, especially you at your stage of life. It's something that means a great deal, and that is the entire, almost transplant of character that you see when it comes to Yosef. And I want to try to detail this in a comprehensive way. So you have a lot of sources here, and we're going to do a lot of learning together in terms of the Pesukim, but I think what you're going to try to see here, I haven't brought a single, one of the Meforshim, or one Gemara, because I just, and we'll quote some outside, but I really just want you to see how this develops in terms of Pshuto Shel Mikra itself. Let's begin the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. Eila Toldos Yaakov, Yosef ben Sheva Esrei Shana Hayaroes Achav Batzon. Yosef was 17 years old. Vehu Na'ar. Who remembers what Rashi has to say about Vehu Na'ar? Vehu Na'ar, the Tano. Right. The Mashmesh ben Sa'aro. Right. That he was doing Maase Na'arus. In other words, that there was that Yosef was vain. He was self centered. And Yosef is a talker, and he's either, you know, the way that many of the Beforeshim understand it, he's talking about bad things that the B'nai Leah are doing. So you already get this, you know, very impression of Yosef is profoundly immature, very self-centered, and somebody who's doing a lot of talking. V'Yisrael havas Yosef mikol manav ki ben zikunim hu lo v'asalo ksones pasim. But Yisrael, Yaakov, feels very, very, very close to Yosef. Ben zikunim hu lo. So typically that's interpreted to mean the child of his old age. But Uflus, and Rashi cites this, says ben zikunim just doesn't mean old age, but it means bar chakim hu lo. Yosef was exceptionally bright, exceptionally talented. And frankly, there's no way to understand Sefer Bereishis without reflecting Daniel on the idea that he was exceptionally bright. Yosef may be, and he is, in my opinion, the most talented person that we have in the entire Torah. And this was a source of great jealousy to Yosef's brothers, and the Torah even says they hated him. The Torah uses the term sinah. Vayachalom Yosef chalom vayageb le'achav vayosifu od sino oso. They were filled with even greater sina, even greater hatred for Yosef. Okay? Why do they have greater hatred for Yosef? This time it's Yosef's own fault. It's not Yaakov's fault for making him exonus pasim, but who picked it up? What was causing the greater hatred? Vayosifu od netano? Exactly. He's a talker. He's somebody who likes to talk a lot. Okay. Vayomer alehem, and he says shimuna chalom hazeh asher chalamti. And the Ramban Yosef emphasizes here that Yosef was saying this in a very ostentatious way. Shimuna chalom hazeh asher chalamti. We were all gathering in the fields. The wheat that I gathered stood up and stayed in the air. And all of your stalks bowed down. So again, almost complete unawareness of the feelings that this would engender in another person. If you're listening to this, if Yosef is speaking this way, so what's your reaction if you're Yosef's brother?
A little much.
Right? And especially in the context of the sinah that already exists. Vayomru lo echav, so they say to him, Hamaloch timloch aleinu? Do you think that we're going to make you the king? Im mashol timshol manu? Are you going to impose yourself upon us as our master? Vayosifu od sino oso, the third time that strong word sinna is used, al chalom osav, v'al devarav. V'yachalom od chalom acher. You would think that Yosef would get the picture. But Yosef is in his own world. V'yachalom od chalom acher, v'yisaper oso le'achav, and he tells his brothers, v'yomer hinei chalamti chalom od, I had another dream. V'nei ha-shemesh v'yireach v'achadasar kochavim mishtachavim li. There are 11 stars, and the moon and the sun bowed down to me. And the Torah doesn't even say they reacted at all. They're just so far beyond. They're done with him. Yosef doesn't seem to pick up on that. V'yisaper al aviv el achav. And so he tells them again. It sounds like he's telling them repeatedly. And he tells Yaakov. V'yig arbo aviv. Tomorrow we're going to talk about that. And Yaakov starts yelling at him. Havo navo anivim chave achachal ishtachal uslacha arza. Do you imagine that you're God? That we're going to start bowing down to you? V'yikanu vo achav. And the brothers are very jealous of him. V'aviv shamaris hadavar. And Yaakov privately was already starting to pay attention to this. As Rashi notes, that Yaakov realized that there may be some prophetic element to this. But if we had to distill the impression that we have of Yosef at the beginning of his life, let's just put a number of terms out there. Okay? What would you say? If you had to put just a number of terms, let's probably try to describe it in 5 different ways. Okay? Justin?
Go right, but...
Whatever you want.
Egotistic.
Right, so Baal Gaiva is certainly the first one. Highly arrogant. Yes? On the other end of the spectrum, he's clearly highly talented. Right? And sometimes these are related. A person who's very talented and very bright thinks that he has lots to be arrogant. Now. Yes? Got it. Daniel, go ahead.
Unrelatable.
Right, so he doesn't understand, right, Eino Me'urav Im Habriot. He doesn't understand how to interact properly with people. And it causes people to hate him. Okay, Benjamin?
He's immature.
Very immature, right? Me'unar. Very good. Eino Me'ugar. Me'ugar means mature. Okay, excellent. Justin, another one?
He's slightly unaware.
Right, so I would call that Eino Me'urav Im Habriot. He's not connected with people. And what is he always doing? Al Chalamosav, al...
Are you dreaming all the time?
But he's a dreamer, very good, and...
He's like boasting, right?
Good.
Record.
Tamid Midaber. He's always the one talking. From the beginning, Vayavei Yosefes Dibasam Ra'al Avihem. Shimuna Chalamazah Asher Chalamti. Vayisaper Al Aviv El Achav. He needs to hear his voice. Let's see this incredible transformation of Yosef. Something I think is very inspiring for all of us in terms of what we can do. The first part of the transformation occurs in the house of Potiphar. You know the story. Ashes Potiphar is after Yosef because she wants to be with him in an intimate way. Vayima'ein, and he refuses. Vayomer le'ishas Adonav. And so he says to the wife of his master, Hein Adoni lo yadai ti ma babayis. My master totally trusts me. He doesn't know what's going on here. He put me in total charge. V'chol asher yeshlo natan biyadi. Everything that he's given to me. Einanu gadol babayis hazeh mimeni. Nobody is greater than me in this house. And he has not withheld anything from me. He's put me in charge of everything. The one thing that I'm not allowed to do is to be with you. You are, after all, his wife. So how could I do this terrible act? It would be a sin unto God. So we see two different parts of this. Iti, how would you analyze Yosef's response?
The issue with the Bari story is like viewed as like Yosef doing like an incredible thing, which I mean it was, but the way his logic behind it and his reason for what he did aren't so great.
Very good. So let's pick out some phrases. What does he really say? Now again, some are good and some are bad. Let's pick out some phrases. So in terms of his being a Baal Gaiva, I think that's still in place, right? What does he say? Einenu gadol babayis hazeh mimeni. Right? Nobody's bigger than I am around here. And my master hasn't withheld anything from me. Binyamin? Right. Exactly. He has to remind her, as if she doesn't know, that he's in charge. But at the same time, all of a sudden, Yosef, who had these dreams of putting himself in a godlike position with people bowing down to him, what word does he say? Eli? Good. So now, this is going to be the critical word in Yosef's life. You're seeing the beginning, the seeds of the transformation. But maybe that's why Yosef needs to go to jail. He needs to be humbled a little bit, right? So you see that he was ready to do the right thing, and it was, like E.T. says, it was an incredible thing that he did, but at the same time, you can tell he's not fully there yet. He's certainly not fully there yet. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the third source. You guys all know the story, so I'm not going to bring you up to the story, right? The Sara Tabachim puts Yosef in jail. Potiphar doesn't really believe his wife's story. His wife's story doesn't really make all that much sense. Plus, he knows who his wife is and knows who Yosef is. So he says to Yosef, okay, you're going to be in jail. And then when these two cabinet ministers come in, the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Ofim, Yosef is going to take care of him. Yes?
Was he actually going to do it and
like,
took off his shirt?
Yeah, so that's what it says. There's opinion in the Gemara that he was about to crack. That's exactly right. That's an important source to bring up, and I'm glad that you did, because that may reflect the idea that, you know, he struggled with it. It wasn't so obvious to him to do the right thing. Okay, so Yosef now is in a jail, right? And the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Ofim, they have their dreams. So let's read the book then. Vayikotzar tavachim es Yosef itam vayishar es osam vayu yamim b'mishmar. Yosef is taking care of them for a year. Vayachalmu chalom shnehem ish chalomo v'lai lechad ish kibisron chalomo. We're in the third source, Pasuk Vav. Vayavoh aleihem Yosef baboker. Yosef comes in the morning. Vayarozam, and he sees them. Vehinam zo afib, and he sees that their face does not look well. They look uncomfortable. That's already important. Why? What does that show, Jonathan?
He cares about others.
He's learning about sensitivity. He's already starting to be humbled. Vayishalas Risefaro Asheri Tobi Mishmar Beis Adonav Lemor. And so he asks them, Madua Pneichem Ra'im Hayom. What does he say to them? Yonadav, Madua Pneichem Ra'im Hayom. What does it mean? Right. So he's already showing that this Einom Urami Rabiyot, not interacting with people, that's changing. He's showing sensitivity and compassion. It's not 100%. But you're seeing signs of it. Vayomru elav, they say to him, Chalom chalamnu foteri notel. There's a dream that we had, nobody can interpret it. Vayomru aleihem Yosef, let's pay careful attention. Halo leilohim pitronim, sapru na'ali. Interpretations really come from God, tell me. What two reversals do we see here from the beginning? Justin.
So in the beginning he says he has a dream.
He's the dreamer, and everybody's got to listen to him. Now what happens?
He says, Hashem's the one who couldn't.
He says, first of all, I'm prepared to listen to you. He's not the one who's mitaber, he's shomea. And what's the second thing? That who does he credit?
Hashem.
So now you're starting to see transformation. This is the second time now Yosef has mentioned God. First time with the Eishes Potiphar, Chatasi Elokim. Second time, but Yosef isn't fully there yet. You see in the next psukim, what I call not there yet, the fourth source. Right? Because here, what you're going to appreciate, and this is why Chazal said he had to spend another 2 years in jail, he asks the Sara Mashkim after giving the interpretation, Kim schartani itcha, kasher itavlach, when things will be good for you, remember me, ve'asi sanayi madi chase, I recognize that I'm going to need your help. Mention me to Paro, and he'll take me out of this house. I was kidnapped and abducted from the land of the Jews. I did nothing, and they put me in jail. Now, on the face value, I don't think he says anything wrong. But there's something that's missing here, and Rashi pointed out, and others pointed out. Justin, what's missing here? Why do we see that Yosef...
He doesn't credit Hashem for...
Okay, very good. He seems the way that he expresses himself, even though he had mentioned Elohim twice, he doesn't articulate the idea that to begin to understand that things are in the hands of God. And he says, okay, so you'll tell Paro and Paro will take me out. So maybe there was a little bit of a failure there on Yosef's part to recognize, just give me a second, Daniel, a failure on Yosef's part to recognize, and I'm not saying that he had to verbalize it, but perhaps internally, he hadn't fully accepted the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu was driving this situation. Let me just show you where Yosef gets a second opportunity. It's almost exactly the same story, where Yosef has a chance to interpret dreams, but here I think Yosef makes it very clear that there's a position of growth. Va'iva boker Paro is a dream of fifth source. Va'tipaya mucho, Paro was startled, he was shocked, he was shaken, he was quaking. Va'yishlach va'yikras kol chartumei mitzrayim, as he calls all the wise people of Egypt as kol chachamemo. Va'yisaper Paro lahem eschalomo, Paro told them his one dream. V'ein poser osam lefaro. What was the mistake of the Chartumim? You can already see it in the pasuk. Va'yisaper Paro lahem es chalomo. V'ein poser osam lefaro. Yes.
It was one dream, and they were trying to.
They kept on breaking it up into two. They weren't listening carefully enough. Like Yosef at the beginning, he wasn't listening to other people. So look at the very, very beginning of the sixth source. Vayomer parol Yosef chalom chalati. Paro says, it's one dream. He doesn't know what it means, but at least he knows it's one dream. Uposer eno so. There's nobody who can interpret it. Vani shamati alecha lemor. I heard about you saying, tishma chalom liftoroso. That you know how to interpret dreams. Vayan Yosef es parol lemor. And Yosef says, Bil Adai. Who knows what that word means? Bil Adai. Yes?
In my hands,
I'll do it. Intano?
Without me.
Without me. Good. Elokim Yaneh Shlom Paro. Meaning? Now Yosef is transitioning. The young dreamer who made everybody listen to him, who always put himself in a godlike position, now says Bil Adai. His life's not about me. Elokim Yaneh Shlom Paro. But it gets better than that. It gets better than that, Daniel. Just listen up for a second, okay? Then we'll get to you. Vayomer Yosef al Paro, chalom Paro echad hu. What's Yosef's first comment to Paro? Or Yitzchak first, can you point this out to me, Justin?
That it's one dream.
What skill has Yosef learned in jail? Ellie? Number one, he listens to recognize the role of God. Jonathan?
To listen.
To listen. Don't talk. Listen. Listen. And then he says, and I'm just going to read these psukim, and you'll tell me what these psukim are basically all about. And how they reflect a person who's really been changed by going through what we call the school of life, the University of Hard Knocks. Vayomer Yosef al Paro, and then Daniel will get to you. Chalom Paro Echadu, Eis Asher HaElokim Oseh, Higid LeFaro. Sheva Paro Satovot, Sheva Shanim Heina, Sheva Shibolima Tovo, Sheva Shneem Heina, Chalom Echadu. Sheva Paros Harikos, Harakos, excuse me, Varos, Halos Achrayan, Sheva Shneem Heina, Sheva Shibolim Harikos, Dufos, Akadim Yu, Sheva Shnei Ra'av, Fine, the 7 years of plenty, the 7 years of famine. Hu Adavar Asher Dibartel Paro, Asher Ho Elohim Oseh Heraz Paro, Ve'al Hishanos HaChalom El Paro Pamayim, Kinachon Adavar Me'im Ho Elohim, Umimaher Ho Elohim, La'aso so. Why is the dream repeated? Ve'al hishanos ha'chalom ha'charo pamayim, ki nachon ha'davar Yosef me'im ha'elokim, u'mimaher ha'elokim ha'aso so. What point is Yosef making? What's he saying? What's the whole point of these tukim? Justin?
He's acknowledging Hashem was everything.
Pasuk after pasuk, he tells Paro, Elokim, Elokim, biladai, Elokim yaneh shalom Paro. Ve'al yishanos ha'chalom ha'paro pa'mayim ki nachon ha'davar me'im ha'elokim. U'maher ha'elokim la'aso'so. Elokim, Elokim, Elokim. It becomes a central word of Yosef's life. Those first psukim that we read, who does Yosef really think is God when he's a kid?
Himself.
Now he's telling Paro, there is a God above. He's the one that's in charge. For that, Yosef needed another 2 years in jail. And look at the impact that it has on Paro. So you take a look at the top of the third page, and Daniel, give the floor to you. Vayitava davar b'nei faro b'nei chol avadav. You guys will tell me what I'm driving at. Dali, this one's for you. Vayomer paro al avadav. Paro says to his servants, Hanimtza chazek, could we find a person, ish asher ruach elokim bo, filled with the Spirit of God. Vayomer paro al Yosef, acharei hodia elokim oscha es kozos. After God has made you aware of all this, ein navon v'chacham kamocha, nobody could be as wise or as intelligent as you are. What do we see here in the Pesukim? What's remarkable about this? Yitzi?
You would think that Paro would be just offended like the brothers were because he, because the Paros thought they were God. So if, I think it's interesting that he says the opposite, that that he...
Good, now you're on the right track. Just sharpen it a little bit. Sharpen it, Donnie, sharpen it.
Paro acknowledges that there is a God.
Oh! Yosef emphasizing Elohim, Elohim, Elohim causes, this is so important, it causes Paro to recognize Isha Sheruach Elohim. Yosef is a person filled with the Spirit of God. Paro recognizes Acharei Hodia Elohim Oschaz Vozos, that indeed Yosef must have been told by God. Yosef now has a positive impact on other people. Instead of causing people to hate him and causing friction and dissent, Yosef now has a positive impact on others. He causes others to recognize the name of God. He's Mekabdei Shem Shemayim. Daniel, you've been waiting. And then Justin.
If Yosef is criticized for not believing in Hashem, Hashem will take you out of prison. But isn't there interest in our days, so shouldn't he have been...
Good. So that's what I was saying before. If you were listening carefully, what I tried to say before, there was that internally, he should have recognized that God had a role to play. That was what I was trying to allude to. Justin.
Also, Gilmore, which is in Midbar, which is, so he wasn't so good with people, but here you can see that he was getting better, that he was able to even influence someone in the ways of God.
Excellent. Now, let's just in terms of the connection here, Yosef's awareness of God's presence. Let's take a look under the section, Name and Children. The Yosef, Yulash, Name and Eman. You guys will tell me. Benji, this one's for you. Tell me what strikes you about these psukim. Yosef has two children before the famine comes. Pasuk Nun Aleph. Vayikra Yosef Shem HaBachor Menashe. He calls his first son Menashe. Fine. Ki Nashani Elokim Eskol Amali Veskol Beis Avi. God has caused me to forget all of the suffering that I went through. Ve'es Shem HaSheni Kara Ephraim. The second one is Ephraim. Not only has God caused me to forget the suffering, Ki Frani Elokim Beretzanim. God has caused me to become very great in the land that I suffered it. What do you see in terms of the way that he names his children?
Because of like Hashem.
And he explicitly says, because of God's role in all of this. Okay? When Yosef meets his brothers, they don't recognize him. He recognizes them. Vayesofo sano mishmar shloshes yamim. He holds them 3 days in prison. He takes them out after 3 days. So ayomer alehem Yosef bayom hashishi. Zos asu b'chiyu. You'll live. You're not going to die. Don't worry. Es ha Elohim ani yarei. What does Yosef say? That he is a person of Yiras Elokim. It's remarkable. When the brothers come down for the second time, they're terrified. And they say, you know, look, we didn't mean to steal the money. Somehow we found it in our bags. What's Yosef's response? Pasuk Chav Gimel. Eli Spinowitz, take it away. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayomer. Vayomer shalom lachem. Who has it?
Vayomer shalom lachem al tira'u elokeichem elokeichem avichem nasa lachem matnon va'am tichos lachem pas lachem va'elai v'yosef aleichem eshmo.
So Yosef wants to say, don't worry, it's a present for me. How does he say it? Who's the one that's causing this to happen? Elokeichem veloke avichem. It's not me, it's God. Yosef, take a look at the next pasuk. Read it for us. When he's with Binyamin, what words does Yosef use? Vayomar, and he says? Exactly right. Elokim, how does he bless Binyamin? Elokim yachnecha bini, my child, my younger brother, may God show you grace and compassion. Elohim Yochad Nechal Kedei. Every single word, Shai, is Elohim, 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 V'chatasi l'Elohim, Halal Elohim, Pitrani, Yisapru Nali, Biladai Elohim, Yanesh, Shalom Parol, Esho Elohim, Hani Yarei, Elohim, Yochad Nechal Kedei, Elohim, 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 Nathan Lechem, Admon, Mount Sochem. The kid who was dreaming that he was God now realizes how important it is to recognize the distance between God and us and how God controls events. The next set of psukim is perhaps the most remarkable. Reuven Michal will take it for us. The great revelation. Okay? When Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, you'll tell me what point he wants to emphasize. It's absolutely astonishing how Yosef formulates it. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. Okay, the brothers couldn't even answer him because they were just totally shocked. Rashi says, "Mipnei Habusha," they were humiliated. Don't be sad and don't be angry, right? Don't be frustrated. Why? Because God has sent me here to provide life for you. Go ahead. 2 years of famine so far. There will be another 5 years where there will be no plowing and no harvesting. So who sent me here? Next pasuk. And it wasn't you, it was? Good. Pasuk Tess, last pasuk. What are you going to tell Dad? Go tell Yaakov quickly. Ah, Samani who? Who? Elohim. What is Yosef's whole point when he reveals himself to his brothers? He says it 4 times. Justin?
That Hashem did this all.
Hashem orchestrated all of this. You guys appreciate how much Yosef has changed through 13 years of enslavement, of suffering, of the ups and downs of his life? Person who was so immature and so divisive and caused so many problems for people, now is telling the very people who led to his sale, whether they sold him directly or not, we've spoken about this year already. But he's saying, don't worry guys, it's okay. He can bring people together because whose role does he recognize? Samani Elohim Adon Lefaro. How many times does Yosef say the word Elohim? I'm just showing you. It's the entire second half of Sefer Bereishis. The entire last third of Sefer Bereishis is Yosef talking about God. That's Elohim ani yarei. Elohim yaneh shalom paro. Halal Elohim pisroni v'chatasi le'elohim. Elokeichem, Elokei avichem, natnan lechem atmon v'am techoseichem. He becomes the Isho Elohim. And that's after a childhood in which he dreamt that he was God. And everybody had to listen to him. And now he's listening to other people. And he recognizes that he's not the center of the world. And that if anything, all of his chachma, all of his talents, which are very real, have to be employed to further HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan in the world, and not his own. Jonathan.
It seems like this verse, I don't know if the Torah information, but basically when he was in jail, even though he was able to credit Hashem with interpreting the dreams of the two officers, he wasn't able to credit Hashem for the bad that happened. That when he says that the brother sold him, he doesn't mention Hashem's name there. And even with all power, he's only ever crediting Hashem for the good. We don't see any bad that he's crediting Hashem for.
He understands that the events of his life have been driven by God. And that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, it's like the Gemara Masechas Brachos Shem Sha'adam Mivarech Al Tova, Kachu Mivarech Al Hara. It's the same requirements. It's to recognize that God is the sole driver of events. That we're not God. And God is above us. Akiva. I don't think it ever gets that far. I wanted to just show you the last words of Yosef's life. Well, now not surprise you at all. Sam, why don't you do the honors? This is what I call the completion of the transformation. It's the very end. Yosef is on his deathbed, and you'll point out to me how these comments, I believe, show fully that Yosef has been transformed. Go ahead. What does Yosef say? The last words of Yosef's life. What does he say? What does he demonstrate? Justin, how would you summarize it?
He still has a Yerushalayim of Hashem.
So first of all, he says, "Pakod yifkod Elokim eschem." God is the one who will redeem you from slavery. Yosef knows a thing or two about that. So again, crediting God. That's point number one. He's not God. He recognizes that there's a God above. Very important. Hakod yivkod Elokim eschem. Number two, Yosef says to his brothers, he's finally integrated. He's not telling them about some bombastic dream. On the contrary, he's saying, I need you guys. I can't do everything myself. I'm going to be, what word does he use to describe himself? Talk about maturity. If he was an immature young man, talk about maturity. What does he recognize? His own mortality. What words does he use? V'halisem es atzmosai. I am going to be nothing but bones. He understands very well that his time is limited. He's just a human being. He's going to die. And he refers to his own bones. Talk about maturity, being able to face reality. So, far from being arrogant, self-centered, immature, unable to relate to people, on the contrary, Yosef is speaking in a loving moment with his brothers. Vayomer Yosef el Achav, I'm going to die. God is in control of these events. God will bring you out, but when he does, please don't forget me. I want to be able to make it back to Eretz Canaan finally. After so many years away. I haven't been there since I was 17 years old. And I'm not going to get back in my lifetime. Well, that's okay. So it's the emphasis on Elohim that marks the transformation. It's the idea that he needs other people. And not just that everybody will rely on him and his talent and his ability. And it's the idea that the family can be one unit again. Yosef has them take this promise and they commit that they won't leave him out. That rectifies and completes this total transformation of character. Yosef teaches us that we may start off as immature, self-centered, narcissistic beings, but we can learn to be humble, we can learn to listen, we can learn to recognize that there's a God above. That's the story of Yosef's life. It's a remarkable story of religious growth. And it all happened because he went through some really hard times and he was humbled. So Yosef is the most talented person that we have in the Chumash. There's a lot of reasons why he's a Baal Gaiva. He knows how smart he is. He knows that he's the Bar Chakim, that he's the Ben Zakunim. He knows all of that. But he knows it too well. Too smart for his own good. Learning how to listen to people and learning how to recognize the suffering and the hurt of other people, learning how to recognize his own limitations, learning how to recognize God's role above, that's the story of how Yosef becomes the Ish HaElokim. Yes, go ahead.
I thought Shlomo was much better than that.
Well, Shlomo, it's interesting. Shlomo, in a lot of